Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios.
Merry Christmas!
In this episode, we have Courtney Sullivan, my amazing wife, mother of two amazing children, and lover of all things Christmas. Hi, babe.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the podcast.
Whoop, whoop. I'm here for once, not watching the kids while you record.
Yes, and thank you for always watching the kids.
It's like a little date day.
It is a little date for a couple hours to record here. You were on episode 10. That was the last time we heard your lovely voice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone else likes it more than I do. I hate hearing myself.
We're here today, for all the listeners out there, to talk about Christmas and some of the traditions that we have and do, and our favorite song and movie and things like that.
Because it actually, when everyone's listening to this, if you're listening to it the day it's released, Merry Christmas. It actually is Christmas.
It actually, yep. Every Wednesday morning, 5 a.m. So this actually falls on Christmas. Exactly.
So you had the idea to do something a little special and...
Jesus' birthday. Merry Christmas, everyone. All right.
Well, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Oh, my. My favorite Christmas tradition. It's probably a mix of two things. One, decorating the house or putting up Christmas lights, because I'd always do that with G-Dad, my father. And it was always very, hold the ladder, hold the flashlight kind of thing for all the listeners. You know what I'm talking about with your dad. But yeah, that was always a lot of fun because you got to decorate and everyone would always, you know, something nice to look at when it got dark. And then the second thing, probably shout out to Aunt Beck, if you're listening, Rebecca Barry, and her gingerbread houses, because that was a lot of fun. We did that this year. And that was like the first time I'm like, oh, this really feels like Christmas. Up until then, it was like, you know, it just felt like another month.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and the kids were both really into it. So
yeah, they were. What is your favorite Christmas tradition, Courtney?
Well, my favorite Christmas tradition, shout out to my dad, is something he actually started growing up when my family, we never let out milk and cookies for Santa, because Santa was always, he got that from everybody. He needed a little bit of a pick-me-up. And then finding out as an adult, if you have kids in the car, please pause this part or fast forward, that it wasn't actually Santa eating the milk and cookies. So we would let out my grandma's peanut butter fudge and a big mug of beer.
Oh, garage beer.
Not then, but now we can do that.
Now we can do that.
But so here I thought Santa thought we were cool and different, and it's a stressful night. Why wouldn't the guy need a beer?
Right.
So, but yeah, it was just what my dad could get down quickly at like midnight doing presents. But that's always my favorite. This year we're doing milk and cookies for the kids because we're teaching Parker that concept of that you leave stuff out for Santa. But I think once she gets it in like a year or two, then it's probably going to be my grandpa's chocolate cake with peanut butter icing and whatever beverage. You're like Captain and Coke or
Lucky's
something.
Chocolate cake, peanut butter icing slaps. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to try it, do it. It is very, very good. He has a gift with that chocolate cake, peanut butter icing.
But so that's my favorite, is like the non-traditional stuff out for Santa. We did it up until we stopped doing it. So it was always peanut butter fudge and beer.
And beer. That's epic.
A big glass of beer.
Yeah. Let's take a sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. So to pick back up, Are you ready for Christmas? The question everybody gets asked around this time of year.
I say this year more so than every other year. I actually feel good with how big our family is and how little the kids are. We are spreading it out over a couple days and we go multiple places on Christmas Day. So planning is key.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Especially when you have young kids and the grandparents all want to see them. It's like everyone asks me during work when I'm out on the road, like, oh, are you ready for Christmas? And I get that question asked a lot. And it's like, yes. And they're like, oh, what's it? Where do you go? What do you do? Well, it's a marathon, I say.
It is a marathon.
Because it's like three or four stops literally in one day. And it starts at 8 in the morning and ends like 8 o'clock at night. And yeah, it's definitely a marathon. And you have to pace yourself. You can't go all in on the first meal. You have to pace yourself.
Well, we learned that the hard way because for the past couple of years now, we have been eating three meals on Thanksgiving Day. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you learn that real quick and apply it for Christmas that you're not going all out at that first one. You get everything you want because the best part, all the different parts of our families each have their own different things. So you want those things that you only get at that specific house.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it small gets portions. To be a lot.
It's got to be small portions.
You can't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach that day. No large
portions that day, for sure. So now, speaking of that, let's talk about food and Christmas candies. What's your favorite food and candy around this time?
My grandma, so shout out to Barb. It's the same. She also has the delicious peanut butter fudge. But my favorite thing that I associate with Christmas is her date nut pinwheel cookies. They're you've seen them. They're like the swirly ones that she always makes. But you don't like dates, so I don't think you ever really eat them.
I haven't eaten them. No.
But they are awesome. She only makes them at Christmas. I helped her do them a couple years ago and learned exactly how time consuming and involved they are. So I appreciate them even more now. And this year I will hold back a little bit on them because for those who don't know, dates people say can help induce labor and like ease labor. So being all but nine months pregnant with Finn this time last year, I'm pretty sure I ate every date nut pinwheel.
I think you're just eating dates for fun.
Well, that's what,
Or is it prunes?
No, it's dates.
Okay.
And I had two fairly efficient, easy labor, so there we go.
There you go. The dates work. Well, if I had to say my favorite candy or food, you got to go with a traditional candy cane, right? I mean, it's good. There's different flavors now. I think you can get like root beer flavored, orange soda. Like, you can get some pretty crazy stuff.
Well, that's the funny thing is Parker's been... She's old enough now she can, like, try them, as she calls them, tenditane. But she's been getting them from, like, school or her daycare did the most amazing thing where they took them down to the Lebanon police station and one of the officers read to them and then gave them all candy canes. And just in her travels, she gets the non-traditional flavored ones. And you can tell, I mean, she doesn't even know they're supposed to taste like mint, but that definitely throws her off sometimes because she doesn't know what they're going to taste like. And then she's like, whoa, mama.
Shout out to local law enforcement and first responders, veterans, and active military. Appreciate everything you all do, men and women out there that serve this great country. So let's shout them out. And then when it comes to food, you know, there's so much good food, and really Thanksgiving is the time for food because it's turkey and mashed potatoes. But
green bean casserole is severely underrated, in my opinion. It is my favorite. No one else in all the sides of our family seem to appreciate it as much as I do, but I could literally eat just that.
I try to stick away from any kind of vegetables, which probably isn't good. Unless it's sweet carrot or...
You like honey glazed carrots and you eat the sweet potatoes, but if it has like the brown sugar and the marshmallows and all
that. Yeah, that's
so basically
stuff.
Taking away all of the nutritional making value.
It candy pretty much. Yeah, I mean, but turkey, I mean, I gotta go turkey. Turkey would be my favorite. Your dad makes some great turkey. Aunt Pam makes some really good turkey. So,
and the best part is they both do it in two completely different ways.
Yeah.
So they're great, but they also are different. My dad's turkey skin. I should put that for my favorite food over green bean casserole. I eat the meat, but I just stand there like a dog when he's like carving the turkey and he just hands me the skin.
Exactly. And then I think what My mom's.
Well, you know what you got to say, even though it's Christmas. It's,
tell me.
Oh, she'll never make it for you again if you don't say
oh,
it.
Oh, well, pumpkin pie, yes.
I know it's more Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving. She makes it every it's holiday for you. Pie.
Better than Costco's, people.
She made it for your birthday, like instead of a birthday cake a couple years ago. Oh, yeah,
pumpkin pie for sure. That and chocolate cream rising. If you're looking to, you know, get butter on the podcast, bring some of that. Yeah,
butter and a me up, large right. Coke slushie in your set. Oh,
in heaven. So, yeah, let's get into covered food. How about songs? What is, like, your favorite song?
NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays is the best holiday song out there. I will die on that hill. I love
Merry
that song.
Christmas, yes. That one. Happy Holidays.
It's to the point it comes on because we've been exposing the kids to Christmas music. And it comes on the playlist. And I just start dancing, not even knowing the kids are in the car. And I just
Merry
hear
Christmas.
Parker laugh and go, oh, silly mama. And that's how I know I'm doing my job of being an embarrassing parent.
There you go. Well, for me, it would be that controversial song that's really not controversial. I think it's something like Baby, It's Cold Outside. Mm-hmm. Who sings that, Courtney?
There's a whole bunch of, I don't know who sang the original, but everybody remakes it.
Yeah, that's just like the voice, Baby, It's Cold Outside. That one, you gotta, admit, that gets you in the mood, you know, it does. And of course, then you got, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, the Michael, is it Bublé?
Bublé,
I
yeah.
do like that song. And
well, his voice just sounds like Christmas.
It does,
like
doesn't it?
And we both like the, or we listen to it a lot in the car, maybe because I make you, but we like the Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town, that one.
Well, and I think we got at least shout out Mariah Carey.
The Queen of Christmas.
The Queen of Christmas. I've noticed, like, I went on iTunes just to look at see what kind of, like, music is top of the charts.
And it's that from, Mariah like, Carey's like yeah. November till January.
Exactly. So.
Well, and we have to acknowledge the song that has taken over our house this holiday season.
Bluey.
No.
Oh, what?
Ginch.
Oh, Ginch.
For everybody who doesn't speak Parker Sullivan, it's Grinch. But she specifically only watches the 2018 animated version where Benedict Cumberbatch voices the Grinch. Not into the classic animated one.
No.
And the Jim Carrey one gives me nightmares half the time, so we have not even tried exposing her to that yet.
No.
So she does not like the classic Mr. Grinch. She likes the Tyler, the Creator. It's specifically, You're a Mean One.
You're a Mean One.
Yep. And so we get in the car and it's either Ginch, Ginch, or Jingle Bells, but it has to be the Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Oh, yes.
Jingle Bells.
We're big into Mimi and Mick right now.
So for she sure. goes, Dingle Bells. Dingle Bells.
Dingle Bells.
Dingle Bells.
Yeah. You kind of pick up that language when they're 2 years old.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. As a parent, you're just like...
We were at Walmart this morning, and she was asking me for something, and I still don't even know what it is. And I'm normally really good. I've never heard those words out of her mouth before.
What? Was it in the toy aisle?
Yes.
What was she pointing at? Was it like...
Everything.
Oh. She's probably just really excited, so maybe it's just a bunch of stuff
she was
saying.
I'm normally the translator. I normally,
you normally get it before I do. Yeah. Well, speaking of toys and Walmart and such, favorite activity... Around this time of year?
I would say it's a more recent thing that we started doing. I love taking the kids to Christmas Candy Lane.
That's a good one.
And Hershey.
I would agree. Yeah, that's definitely a lot of fun because it gets us out of the house. It's something different. You know, you get to see all the pretty lights, get to do the couple rides that they can do.
Which is nice for having littler ones because... More of what is open is the stuff for them.
That's true. And it's not so crazy with the crowds, depending on when you go and the temperature and stuff.
Well, because we're going earlier in the day. Most people are going at night to see it all lit up, and it's just too late and too cold for them. So we're like the only ones there at noon when it opens.
Yep. And we get the free hot chocolate. Again, shout out to G-Dad for the season passes. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate that.
So that, and then Parker likes seeing the reindeer and going to see Santa. We only high-five Santa.
Yeah, don't sit on his
lap. And then you made the mistake last week when we went, you tried to hand, or no, it was your dad, sorry.
Yeah.
G-Dad.
I had Finn.
Tried to see if Finn would. No, he had Finn. He tried to hand Finn to Santa, and he freaked out.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, at this stage, you don't try to force them on the lap.
Well, especially Hershey actually has a really nice setup where it's Santa sitting in the middle, and they have two benches that look like presents.
Yeah.
That you can sit on and still hold the kids, so you get a good picture, but they're not like forced to sit on Santa's lap. We were looking at pictures this morning from when we went there, and Parker kept going, "My Santa, my Santa," and it's like you wanted nothing to do with him when we're there.
But right. Now,
but yeah, what's your favorite?
Ooh. Well, I do agree. That's a good one. Activities around Christmas time. Gosh, when I was younger, sledding. Now I feel like my back would snap if I try to go down like South Hills, the hill there. You know, that's fun. Like I said, the gingerbread houses with Aunt Beck back. That was really cool.
Yeah, I think that's good. Something, as long as she's willing to keep coordinating,
yeah,
that we can do, because the kids are only going to get more into it.
Yeah, and I think at our house, when it comes to putting up the Christmas tree, is always the face Courtney gave me for the listeners.
Because he never wants to put it up.
Well, no, sometimes I'm excited to put it
this
up.
This year you didn't.
No, this year was all you. I mean, I think I brought it out of the basement, but then you did the rest of the work.
You took me to the craft show at the and expo, yes, trying to get me to buy little small trees to just put in a corner
so
we didn't have to bring the big one out.
Well, we don't want Finn to rip the ornaments down, but yes, we do have an artificial tree. Highly recommend it. I know that's very controversial.
Yeah, I know it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody, but it's pretty lit.
You're the only one on your side of the family. My family's been artificial for a long time.
My dad used to have one.
They're real.
Yeah.
Beck induced.
And mom's real.
Yeah.
Which, again, that no problem. I mean, it
just
smells great.
Just for us right now, it wouldn't work.
Just they make a
mess.
Could
you imagine?
Or worry about squirrels or bugs. I saw a TikTok video of huge spiders. Oh, these are like bugs, arachnids. Like,
well, and our cats, yeah, they're in it half the time anyway. So
correct. Oh, a real truth. Our three cats would be nuts.
Parker and Finn would be taking baths in that water in the bottom of it. So
yeah. Oh, no, for sure. But yeah, that's always like kind of like the sign. Like, okay, it's Christmas time. Put the tree up. Here we go.
Well, because if I thought I wouldn't get publicly ridiculed, I'd do it sooner. But we do Black Friday to like January 1st or 2nd. In that window.
Well, shout out to Jess Zimmerman, if you're listening, because she actually puts hers up, I think she said, either right after Halloween or even before.
If you'd let me, I would do that. Like, I would totally do that.
She goes hard.
Yeah. Well, my favorite was the one couple years your dad left it up and made it like they took all the Christmas stuff off. They put snowflakes on it, so made a January tree.
Hearts,
and then they put hearts on it.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they like kept it going as long as they could. I don't think, because I think that one was a real one. I don't think it made it to St. Patrick's Day, or they would have decorated it for St. Patrick's Day.
No, and it held the needles pretty well. I remember.
Yeah. I remember it that year because we just, every time we'd come in, we'd be like, oh, it's still here. What's it decorated for?
And that's another thing, too, around around Christmas and the holidays is the tree's up, you got the lights on, you turn down, you know, you dim
like this
you dim
morning,
your lights.
We don't even put,
it's such
we
a
just
vibe.
Put the Christmas tree lights on.
And if you're fortunate enough to have a fireplace going, and then, you know, what do? You got to watch a movie. So what would be one of your favorite Christmas movies?
I would say for the longest time, it was Elf. Because anyone who knows me, and much to my parents' dismay, because I would make them watch all of his movies and it drove them nuts, I love Will Ferrell. So I loved Elf. But then you actually exposed me to, I'd never really seen it all the way through, The Muppet Christmas Carol. And now for me, that is, I think I made you watch it on Thanksgiving night. Like, that is what... That starts Christmas, is that. And it's, Parker's not quite old enough for it yet, so we haven't watched it with her, but
yeah,
I just love it. Like, I love Christmas Carol in general, but just that one is so well done. Yeah.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, that's a good one. For me, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper. I don't know, that one to me is just,
it's
I don't
classic,
know.
And the thing it's is classic. Now, like, that wouldn't even be a thing.
Right. Right. Because you can buy everything online.
Yeah. The
like
fight
Black
at Friday the stores.
Black Friday is not what it used to be.
And like all that kind of
finding
stuff.
Finding that toy. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's really not even a thing anymore. But back then, you know,
It was 90s, like everybody,
early 2000s, yeah.
But yeah, no, that movie, that's a great one.
That was, yeah.
Jamie.
That's, yeah, that one, I do like that a lot. And yeah, more recently, we saw...
Just this week, actually, we watched... Just this week. We watched Red One with The Rock and Chris Evans. I would say that I didn't know what to expect because I was like, why are they releasing a Christmas movie in the theaters? Mm-hmm. It should have just went to streaming. And I guess everybody agreed with me because it didn't do very well in the box office. But then it broke all kinds of streaming records because it's like you just want to... You're wrapping presents. You get the kids to bed. Or if you have like older kids, you're all sitting around. It just makes perfect sense. And it was... the weirdest but the best thing at the same time. It was literally like a Christmas movie
with Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it was like you were watching Hobbs and Shaw with Santa.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, and it did get Rotten Tomatoes a 30%, you know, Prime Video and IMDb 6.5 out of 10. So it definitely got a bad rap, I think. But if you're open-minded...
For what it is, it's great. Like,
yeah, right. And I feel like, you know, the Hollywood and the movie industry always gets nicked or banged for, oh, create something original, or, oh, it's just a part two, or this is the third movie, you know, but this is different.
It's original.
It's original. Yeah. Definitely not like a little kid movie.
No.
Like 5, 10, maybe not even 12, in my opinion.
I would say like, oh, yeah, because some of the characters that are in it, like the main villain gets a little creepy looking. Yeah.
Yeah. But... it's an awesome Christmas action movie that, you know, is based in like fantasy.
But it also weaves in like how if Santa were to exist, like how he would acclimate into real, like how it's all intertwined. It's not like some things you see that he literally only comes around on Christmas, that it's like he's in the mall pretending to be a mall Santa.
Yeah.
And like. The reindeer and an air hanger outside of Philly.
The ladies. Oh, yeah, outside of Philly, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, because he went to a mall in Philly.
And the reindeer are huge.
They're huge.
They're like three times the size of The Rock
when it comes to height. They shrink The Rock down, like, in certain parts, and it's just a weird...
It's like a mini-me Rock, yeah. Yeah. It is kind of wild.
Well, and you particularly liked the ending.
Yeah, the ending was great, so make sure you watch it the whole way through. Highly recommend it, because, yeah, it kind of shows, like, if Santa were to do it, this is how he's doing it.
And it's more of a coordinated, like, he has a whole team and how they're doing it.
Yeah.
And the way they do it, I mean, this doesn't give anything away, but they have, like, the sleigh. And then they have these little gift capsules that, like, a big follow ship is flying behind him. And they swap out the cat. Like,
they do.
It's crazy. It's somebody, that probably took somebody 2 years to conceptualize, like, this whole.
Probably.
How would Santa do it?
And the presents are small, like, the size of a Tic Tac. And then. When he drops them under the tree or in the stockings, they get normal size. They expand, yeah. And that's probably what's happening in New Jersey right now. And that's why people are seeing, they think, are drones.
Don't start with that.
It's really Santa. So, yeah, highly recommend Red One if you're looking for a Christmas movie with a twist.
Yeah, because we don't really watch. We stick to, like, our classics.
Oh, we do.
And we don't really venture out when it comes to.
Yeah.
It's mostly just. Exposing each other to, like, ones we hadn't seen. Like, I think it was, like, 2 years ago, you made me watch Scrooged for the first. I'd never seen that. But...
Scrooge?
Scrooged with Bill Murray. Isn't that what it's
called? Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, Scrooge with Bill Murray.
Yeah, because as G-Dad likes to point out, I never saw any movies before like we
Titanic
started dating.
Or Rocky or...
I saw Titanic.
Lord of
the
Rings, Star
Titanic.
Wars, Harry Potter.
I saw Harry Potter
and
Titanic, but yes, not the...
Indiana Jones.
I'd never seen Indiana Jones before
classics.
We met. Yeah.
Had to get you educated on those.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
So exposing me to all those kind of movies, because I watched every holiday-related sporting event, the Christmas Day games, the Thanksgiving Day games, all that kind of stuff. But that was another, to circle back to the traditions... That was probably the one time a year my family would watch a movie is Christmas Eve. We would watch, we'd all open one present and then we'd watch a movie and it rotated every year who got to pick. And I'm pretty sure whatever my dad picked, it was a sports movie. Shocker. But my family,
Longest
I remember
yard.
This was probably
remember
the last
the
time,
for Christmas?
The last time we did it. I picked Talladega Nights, and then my parents were like, nope, we're done here. We're done. They couldn't take it anymore. They're like, if you're going to pick a Will Ferrell movie, we're not doing this anymore. But that's what we always did. We would.
Yeah. If not, ESPN 24/7, 365.
Pretty much. Well, yeah, that's a few of our Christmas favorites from our family to yours.
Yeah. I mean, really. Hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday season. You know, like I said, a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I mean, New Year's right around the corner.
You have a great episode down the pike for that. So everybody stay tuned for that next week. But a little bit of a shorter one for everybody so they can spend some extra time with their family and we can spend some extra time with ours.
Awesome. No, I couldn't agree more. If you're good, I'll wrap it up unless you have anything else you'd like to talk about.
Nope, I'll just sit back and watch you work.
All right. We'll put our Santa hats on, take a couple photos, and yeah, let's close it out. So my amazing wife, Courtney Sullivan, mother of two beautiful babies, lover of all things Christmas, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.